here it is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, here we are. Welcome to the Pops and Low Radio Show. I'm your host, Pops, and with me to my right is our lovable co-host, Low. How you doing, Low?
Much better than last time we were here.
Well, there you go. Stephanie Lindley's in the room. She says, hey, hey, from Nashville. Miss Lady is in the room as well, and she's anxious to get the party started. And we are. We're live right here to Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. And we can be found on YouTube. Just search the Pops and Low Radio Show with a little and sign.
Right.
The
Pops. Somebody's already laughing at us.
That's right.
Oh, well, geez. Well,
you know.
And I know it's not with us because we haven't said anything yet. I
mean, that's right. We can also be found on Facebook at our Say What You Will Radio page. Soon we will only be on YouTube. So get over to the YouTube page and hit the subscribe button and smash that little bell. You know what bell I'm talking about, right?
Emmy.
Right there. Ding. There you go. Don't forget to hit the bell. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and anywhere podcasts can be found. And of course, all of our audio shows can be found on saywhatyouwillradio.com. And that happens to be where you're going to find our amazing sponsors as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. In fact, this week is brought to you by AZ Homes by Sherry.com, the Espinoza Group. That's AZ Homes by Sherry.com. The real estate market in Arizona right now is insane, Lo.
Bowman.
It's insane. You need the best real estate agent on your side to make sure you're getting the most for your home or not getting taken for a ride on your next purchase. Sherry is the only agent in Arizona I trust. So get all your information you need at AZ Homes by Sherry.com. If you live in the Arizona greater Phoenix area,
greater or lesser Phoenix
area. Again, that's azhomesbysherry.com. All right. Now, just so you know, you're going to want to stick around until the end of the show. If you're watching a show right now, stick around until the end of the show. We are debuting I Am Head Socket's new single, Calm Down.
Oh, okay, cool. So just remember, a lot of times, just because obviously, you know, Say What You Will Radio Studios, more conveniently Pop's area.
That's right.
There's things that he springs on me. So, you know, hey, I'm here for all that.
That's right. Joker's in the room. How you doing, Joker? I hope you're doing well. Let's see. So
just share it on Discord. Hey, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Share it on everything.
Share around. Share the link,
social media, Discord, all of it, all the above.
That's exactly right. Guess what time it is, Log?
Game time.
It's time for this week's odd news. All right, Donald Malone is in the house, but Lo, what would the show be without a booty update?
What?
A booty update.
What?
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty. Shaking that booty. I saw the booty. I want the booty. Lord, what a booty. Bring on the booty. Give up the booty. Loving the booty. Round booty. Down for the booty. I want the booty. Hunting the booty. Chasing the booty. Casing the booty. Getting the booty.
Beautiful. That's the official booty update.
All right, I'll be 1000% transparent. Okay. I listen to a lot of rap. I've heard millions of rap songs about ass, right? But I've never heard a country redneck West Virginia hillbilly version of a song that, yeah. Wow.
It's all about the booty. So this woman here on the left. Okay.
Oh God. We're going to segue right into that.
Yeah. That's her husband on the right. She's a 224-pound Russian woman. She faces heavy-duty justice for sitting on her husband and strangling him to death with her massive buttocks during a boozy dispute, reporter says.
Okay, you started with a pun. Did you catch it?
No.
Go back and read again.
A 224-pound Russian woman faces some heavy-duty injustice. Ah!
heavy duty for the heavy booty.
Heavy duty for the heavy booty.
Wow. So she sat on him during a fight. It wasn't even like a
that's right.
You know, love affair type thing gone wrong, right?
No.
It's not anything that the normal things would be. She straight up was like, yeah, you pissed me off. I'm sitting on you.
That's exactly right. Here's another picture of this fine young lassie.
Strapping lady.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know?
Oh, my Lord. Parka.
Yeah, so there you go. Her name is Titania. Titania.
Her name is Titania?
Yeah, she
Titania
yeah. allegedly refused to let Idar, that's her husband there. Let's go back to Idar here. There's Idar. And she refused to let Idar go even as he begged forgiveness. How about that? Idar's daughter saw him pinned face down on the bed and ran to seek help from neighbors in the Russian city. According to the news outlet, which cited evidence in the case, a female neighbor who arrived reportedly decided the couple were in the midst of a domestic dispute and left.
Decided? I'll work it out.
That's exactly right. Titania said she merely wanted to calm her hubby down after the couple had been drinking.
Down. Yeah. I sit on you until you calm down.
That's right.
Stay here. Don't move.
Quiet as a mouse.
Nah, shut your face. No, get up. Stay there my butt.
I must break you.
Right. Break your soul.
Idar died from asphyxia from blocking the respiratory system as his face was wedged into the mattress as Titania sat on his neck using her legs so he could not lift it. A medical examination found the wife strangled husband to death with her buttocks after drinking too much alcohol, according to a local media report. I just read that. Why do they repeat that?
No regrets.
During the trial, yeah, that's right. During a trial, Titania was convicted of causing death by negligence after a murder charge was dropped. But the investigative committee has announced it is calling for a new murder charge against Titania, who had been angry after drinking heavily. How about that?
So pissed off. I sit on you. So mad.
You shut up.
You shut your face. I shut it for you. Watch this. Sit on you. No, get up. Shut up, Igor. No.
After Aiden stopped showing signs of life, the accused, frightened, shook him and shouted at him.
Wake up. I don't mean to sit on you this long. Get up. That's all bad.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Jeez. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty.
I'm sure he wasn't through. You know, this is like the one time that a male's ever been like,
bring on the booty.
Don't do that.
Give up the booty. Loving the booty. Round booty.
All right. Well, let's get back to the comments real quick. Let's see. We'll see who's in here. Donna Malone says, oh, my God.
Twice. That's how
there was quite a few.
Wow, we missed a lot. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we did.
I'm getting twerk. Oh my God. All right.
I'm doing good. Joker says at work on a break. Oh, good. Well, good, that's good.
You can just quit and watch the rest of the show.
Stephanie Lindley says, oh Lord.
Man.
I'm getting twerk flashbacks. Oh boy. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what Stephanie's talking about. No understanding. Oh,
you know what?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Nah. Here's the speaking of boozy things. I just realized what Stephanie was saying, and it took me a long time because I wasn't really there.
That's exactly wow. Right. I was definitely not there. I was there, but I wasn't there.
Oh man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Miss Lady says, right, left, out loud. Oh my God. That's right. A couple of OMGs in the chat room.
You don't say. Boozy dispute.
Boozy dispute. Yeah. I am taking it easy. I do have a kilt lifter. All right. This is a local brew kilt lifter.
And don't worry. Yeah. We're capped out. We only have two beers in the fridge. So
that's it.
We'll be fine.
I got a birthday party to go to after the show. So let's see. Hello, everyone. Mud says, hello, Mud. Hope you're doing well. Let's see. Where'd we go here? Oh, boy.
Chill.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, John, Joker says, I added to the feed. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, sir, on Discord. And that she did, Miss Lady says.
Wow, a lot of conversation in the chat room. You know what? You guys keep chatting it up. We're going to keep rolling.
Well, you know, we got a lot. Oh, hey, Bob Williams. Is Bob Williams in the room?
Katie said, whoever's on Facebook better get running over here to YouTube. Yes, if you guys are on Facebook right now,
yeah,
you don't have to leave, but simultaneously open YouTube and then transfer over to our live YouTube.
That's it. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do.
Just don't leave, but also leave. and then come back.
Yeah, exactly right. Whoever's on. Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. So, yes,
and Stephanie Kiltlifter is local here.
It is.
It's to Four Peaks right here in Tempe, Arizona.
Four Peaks Brewery. That's right. Named after the Four Peaks Mountain, yeah. Which you can see from everywhere.
Kiltlifter is a classic.
The Kiltlifter is delicious. All right. Well, Lo, did you know? Did you happen to know that May 21st, which is today, is International Tea Day?
Oh, so, like iced tea.
No, like hot tea.
Like hot tea. Like okay, the British. Either way, I like both.
Yeah, like the British drink, right?
What's your YouTube link? Donald, you're going to go on the Pops and Lo radio show, but you're going to type in Pops and the and sign Lo radio show.
Yeah, the Pops and sign Lo radio show.
You this got is it. Really peaceful.
This is. This is the music I'm playing.
Okay.
Is music that you would listen to at a British tea party.
Really?
Yeah, it's very soothing.
And you know what? I would. Pezzy said you should try Four Peaks. Wow, pretty dang good. Yes, you should. Pezzy's a big Four Peaks guy.
As I am agree.
Pezzy and I have shared many of Four Peaks.
That's right.
No, I love tea. I'll drink hot tea, cold tea. I like all the tea. You know this. Now, I haven't had
Mr. T.
British tea. Mr. T. I wouldn't try him. You know, if he wants to fight.
Oh, I'll sweet let him win. Tea. See, Miss Lady. Yeah.
That's the day one. Kyle Nussbaum, where you at? Sweet tea.
You know who has good sweet tea? I learned how to make it by watching a video by Uncle Cy of all.
Uncle Cy, yep.
Yeah, but.
Kyle makes that sun tea too. It's fire.
Popeye's chicken.
Oh, yep. That's a good one.
They have great
sweet tea. I'll be honest. The best sweet tea right now to me is still McDonald's. That's the closest to the real thing. All yeah. right. And that oh, sounds yeah. terrible.
No, it's pretty
McDonald's
good.
McDonald's sweet tea is fire.
It's pretty good. All right. So the tea, that's tea party music. And I'm going to go ahead and cue it up again for this because I wanted to find a nice tea story.
Okay.
A story involving tea because it is national or international tea day.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, a police officer could lose his job today after he told a female PCSO he stirred her tea with his penis. PC Stephen Green claimed he was having a bit of a laugh and that he had misjudged his friendship, his victim, but was found guilty of 9 charges in front of a disciplinary panel.
9 charges? First off, they have 9 separate charges. It's like, okay, phallus and beverage. Yeah, like they're just going down the... Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Well, as we read on, you'll find out the man is a bit of a perv.
I mean... Yeah, didn't need any more context to find that out.
Well, between May and July of 2020, he made sexual comments towards the woman, identified only as PCSOA, and licked his lips while gyrating his lips in the canteen.
In the canteen. It's all gyration of the lips in the canteen specifically. That's like exactly. a game of Clue, the butler with the candlestick in the dining hall. Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, Stephen Green.
With, he didn't have anything else to stir it. With, he was trying to, you know, you don't want the sugar to all float to the bottom, you know?
That's exactly right. You know nice I mean, sugar. You can't blame the guy.
Oh, my Lord.
PC Green also watched her changing in the female locker room. And had given her a shoulder massage without permission. Yeah. See, now here's the question. Here's the question. I'm sure at all the police departments, like any professional job like that, you've been in corporate. I've been in corporate. I am in corporate. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the police do the same thing. You watch video after
video. Sexual harassment videos repeatedly.
Dude, you can't even tell a joke. In the office today.
Yeah, you can't anything. There's no nothing. It's no.
You can't tell a joke.
Yeah, there. I mean, I'm not even going to give an example because you guys could probably say it's sexual harassment for anything.
I'll use an example. I'll say, you know, why do women have short feet, smaller feet?
Oh, God.
So they can stand closer to the sink. You see? You say that joke.
And I've watched so many of those sexual harassment videos that made me uncomfortable.
That's right. You tell that joke at work, though.
Oh, man.
You're gone. Should we drum up the music again? Because that's very pleasant. All right. So
we'll just let it roll.
Yeah. So I don't know if this guy is just stupid or he's just a perv.
Just a perv.
He can't control his.
He can control if he's perverted instincts.
No. Well, he can control that. I'm just saying his instincts.
Right.
He can't control his perverted instincts.
Right.
Let's see. This is a good one. A second PCSO described him as having a cocky attitude.
Ah,
yeah, and behaving as if he owned Jeez, owned. The beers are giving me the burp. Yep. As though he owned the place.
Ah.
Another witness said PC Green told the female officer, quote, "I'm a PC, you're a PCSO." I guess that's a lower level.
Piece of shit something officer. Morty Vicker
says, oh, there he is. Morty, yep. Vicker's in the room. Morty Vicker.
He said one charge per inch for the please accept my resignation.
Yep. That's nine charges. Hey, that's pretty good. You gotta hand it to the guy.
Right. Oh man.
Well to do. He says, if I say bend over a table, you just do it. On another occasion, PC Green had taken a picture of the junior officer from her Instagram account and had it printed on a cup for her as a gift, which read brilliant, but not perfect. How about that?
Okay, I feel like that one's not even like a he's hitting on her. I feel like that's like, hey, you look fat here. Like, oh, yeah, that's a cool and all, but yeah, you're not. No, oh, man.
I'll tell you, PCSO, PCSOA. Returned the gift with a note saying, thank you for the gift, but no thank you. PCOA said, I would have liked to use the mug as a getaway to tell him to back off, but I wasn't given that chance. I feel it could have been resolved. When asked to clarify the incident in the locker room, another witness, PCSOB, that's funny, right, said the door wasn't knocked. It was forcefully opened. I heard PC Green say, quote, are you decent? PCSOA jumped.
This is a whole lot of acronyms, people. Basically, yeah. If you're keeping up, this man's like busting in locker rooms, yeah, stirring tea with his pecker, you know, the whole thing. My thing is,
allow me to stir my beer.
Yeah, like.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Was it hot tea, though?
I don't
know. Like, let's get real. This is the odd news, right? What's odd about it is not only did he decide to stir tea, I'm sure it wasn't iced tea. I'm just, wow.
I looked towards the door and saw it closing. Arwell Jones, who chaired the panel at Sussex Police Headquarters, said, quote, this is not how anybody should be made to feel when they come to work. The breach amounts to gross misconduct.
Gross misconduct.
Well, yes, there you go.
That is... I don't even think they have anything like that in the sexual harassment videos.
I don't know. You know, he'll be in it, though.
Tea with their genitalia.
That's right. That'll be the next.
That's a no-no.
You know how they have the cartoons when you watch those videos?
It'll be the emoji, the eggplant emoji, right? And then the tea emoji.
You'll see a little cartoon guy taking a cup of tea and, like, turning his back to the camera.
God.
PC Green denies most charges, but admits he pushed the door to the locker room. He says he was trying to make friends with PCOA.
Oh, that's how you make friends, huh?
Yeah, exactly. As he was not friendly with his own team, who had often made fun of him. Oh, so the outcome will be decided today. How about the chat room? Anything going on in the chat room?
She said indecent exposure, at least. I feel like especially, like, I can't imagine what those nine charges are. Oh, man.
Oh, the Joker's already going back to work. I'm sorry your break was so short, yeah, Joker.
Hey, take notes. No HR problems today, buddy.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, you did. He was probably pouring a cup of tea.
Yeah,
It is International Tea Day, so I just wanted to
at least we got that one positive out of it. The music's lovely.
Yeah, the music was lovely. Speaking of lovely music, Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags has nothing to do with music whatsoever. Music,
right.
However, if you go to Amazon right now and order yourself some Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags, they're free shipping right now. They smell like lemons. They are biodegradable. They're extra long handles and extra deep. So it doesn't make a difference if you've got the Chihuahua or the Great Dane.
The Roddy.
Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bag can handle dumps of all sizes.
Right. And you did say they were lemon scented. Lemon goes in tea. So maybe that's the segue.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there you go. So that's one of our sponsors, as well as the Espinosa Group. Of course, we have Gray Feather Farm as well. They're all natural, very affordable skincare products. I use it every day.
The attack of the crack.
It is the best. Crack Attack is the best either lotion or cream. It's sure all is. Natural. And let me tell you something. It's very affordable. Extremely affordable and all natural. You can go to saywhatyouwillradio.com, click the sponsors tab.
This one's been emptied because it's been used so much.
That's exactly
should say
right.
Something.
That is exactly right, Lo. It is. It's been used a ton. So, well, let's see about this. The next headline. All right. Are you ready? What was that?
What the French toast was that?
I don't know.
Were one of you reaching out to us? Because if it was, shut up. It's not time for that.
Oh, we got a message from somebody here. Let's take a look.
Okay, so I guess we're taking text messages as well now.
Well, you know, you never know. Hey. It's spam. Spam.
Yeah, they don't do that. I've been getting a lot of the spam risk calls, the telemarketers.
That's right. Oh,
it's been fun.
Well, hey, you know what I forgot to mention? If you want to be a caller, the number is 602-475-2000.
It's right. Yep, right there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Pow,
right yep. there.
Yeah. 602-4 if you want to be a caller. Hey, you know, who knows? Maybe something funny happened to you this week. Something strange happened to you this week. Something odd happened to you this week.
That's what we're
and you want
for.
To share it? This is the show to this share is the it.
Forum to share your weirdness.
That's exactly right. So, a South Carolina man, this is the next headline. A South Carolina man has been accused of tossing a bucket of urine at his girlfriend.
You hit it with the sound effects this week. That was fire. Wow. He really R. Kelly'd her, huh?
He did. A South Carolina man was arrested for allegedly tossing a bucket of urine at his girlfriend during an argument Tuesday morning, a new report says.
It's like a wave pool.
Fred Funye.
No, nah, that's that? Not his name.
Fred Funye.
Jacob, you showed up at a good time. We're talking about a guy that tossed pee on his girlfriend.
That's exactly right. Fred Funye, he was 61. Now, first of all,
does this have a kidney stone in it?
Where do you get a bucket of urine?
Yeah, he's not producing a bucket at 61. That would take a couple days, you know? He's squeezing them out. They're hurting.
Where do you get a bucket of urine, you know, like that is ready to go at any time?
Well,
you know
is what he I'm a saying? Hunter, right? Maybe he's a hunter.
He's Gotta he bought keep some the urine,
deer urine on him.
You bought know? The urine in bulk. You never know.
Went to his local Costco version of a hunting store, right? Cabela's probably has something like that.
Yeah, 1 gallon of deer urine. Enough to last you and your entire. Oh, Mickey from Kentucky is in the room. Mickey, welcome. You came in at a crazy time. This is the odd news.
I'm enjoying that. So I'm meeting new people today.
Yeah, we got a lot
Hello,
of people.
New people.
I got the whole Discord room here. These people are the best. Let me tell you something.
The base.
They are the base.
Oh, we got to load up that for a soundbite.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Fire.
Yeah, you know when it comes to buckets of urine.
Sometimes it may be good. Sometimes it may be shit.
Piss is what you meant to say. Sometimes maybe good. Sometimes maybe piss.
Conservative Texans in a room. How you doing, conservative? Man. Fred Funye. Again, 61 years old, allegedly attacked the victim at the couple's Myrtle Beach apartment.
Hey, we've been there several times. All right. That's
exactly right. Myrtle Beach after a night of drinking, of course.
I would imagine this is North Myrtle based on his age.
You're good to say. I mean, it's a good thing she didn't have a big ass. That's all I'm going to say. What I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Maybe, you know, maybe. 224, Russian, right.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
All right. Anyway, listen to this. After a night of drinking, his 27, no, he's 61. This dude scored his 27-year-old girlfriend. She told the police, according to an incident report obtained by the Smoking Gun. Responding police noted the girlfriend's clothing was drenched in Europe. The report in urine.
You said Europe.
I meant urine.
Okay.
Drenched.
Just wanted to clarify.
The clothing was drenched in urine, the report says. Officials also spotted a liquid on the floor.
Okay, let's rewind. Okay, there's levels to this that we need to unpack here. 61-year-old man somehow comes up with a gallon of pee, right?
Right.
After he gets a gallon of pee without any kidney stones in it, he then decides his 27-year-old girlfriend, which is literally less than half his age, deserves to take the entire gallon of pee. And then the officers show up.
Right. How big is this bucket?
All right, man, we're going to need some evidence that this happened. Oh, you're soaked? Oh, there's pee on the floor? Sounds good.
Seems like enough evidence for me.
That would be, okay, that's a new level to this. Imagine if he paid a hooker to pee in a bucket. And not only are you getting pee thrown on you, but it's not your pee.
It's a hooker's pee.
It's not your person's pee. It's a pee, a random stranger that is also a hooker.
Oh, God.
There's levels to that.
Who knew the show would go this point? Yeah, exactly right. Oh, my God.
That's what we're here for.
Well, Funye was initially passed out when the police arrived. Yeah, well, you know, the report said when police roused him from his slumber, he denied throwing a bucket of pee on his girlfriend.
Yeah, because that's deniable. She's dressed in piss. And it's yellow liquid on the floor.
Maybe.
That's Gatorade. It was. I was giving her a Gatorade shower because we had won a game on the beach of
But you don't know. I mean, he was passed out. She could have had a lover over.
Yeah.
And the lover threw the pee on her.
Oh, and they just forgot to put the tarp down or something.
Like, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It is Myrtle Beach. You know what happens in Myrtle stays in Myrtle, I guess.
Police charged Funyi with domestic violence. The couple have been dating for 4 years.
Okay, it just sounds funny when you think of the relationship. Like, that's... We're out there getting their ass beat, right?
Right.
And he catches a domestic violence charge. I get it. I mean, especially if it's the hooker pee, right?
That's
definitely
right.
Violent. Oh, it's just funny.
Conservative says, rolling the floor laughing, that's a whole new level of golden shower.
That is a golden, ocean. Yeah, that's, context.
Golden shower.
Jacob said, it's easy to fill a bucket of fluids if you drink a lot. He was asleep.
That's so true.
To be fair.
That's true.
Oh, man.
Katie says, that's the best part. We never know which direction the show will go. You know, we're all here realized. For the along for the ride.
We have talked
challenge
about,
accepted, oh, Jacob God. Said. Challenge accepted.
To which part, Jacob? Are you paying the hooker for the pee? You going to do the pee yourself? Are you going to find a girl that's half your age? Yeah, let's just skip all of it.
Oh,
it's all bad. We talk about pee a lot on this show. We had a whole show about deer pee.
We did.
One time.
Jeez. We did. Hey. Yeah, because I was invited on to a another podcast because they had found my conservative podcast. Find me a bucket, Jacob says. Hey, I saw Jacob eat an entire pie minutes.
Wasn't it two?
No, it was an entire. It was a whole pie. Oh,
that's
pie.
Right. That was that triple berry from Village Inn.
Yeah.
Ah,
and he demolished it. He won the contest. Yeah, it was a pie eating contest. He ate the
whole
damn thing.
Bunch of grown men. You were like, what, 15? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I was invited onto a podcast. It was these two like liberal hippie people. They were anti-hunting.
Mm.
And they wanted my opinion. They wanted to know if I was pro-hunting.
Oh, okay.
So I was invited on. And so long story short, basically, they were anti-hunters. I was pro-hunter. I destroyed them on every argument,
okay.
By the way. It was not even close. But not to toot my own horn, but it's just a fact.
Hey, you know, when people get smoked.
You know, when you're a liberal anti-hunting pansy, it is what it is.
Right.
Not to get political. But anyway, so she was like, the girl says, I just don't understand why anybody would drench themselves in deer urine and then go out into the woods.
Deer urine.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So
the minute she said that, I PSA. Knew the arguments were over. Done. I knew it was done. I was dealing with a mental midget.
Right.
And I had absolutely no concern about the debate Look, whatsoever. Man,
you don't ever have to be hunting a day in your life to know that you don't drench yourself in deer piss.
No, no, listen. Yeah. I mean, you don't put the urine on yourself,
dude,
because
it
buck
comes with a dropper.
Yeah.
You not understand. Like,
well,
like, yeah.
And you don't put it on yourself because
right.
The buck is going to think you're Mrs. Bambi.
Right. And then guess what? You don't want to see a buck during heat.
No,
that's different.
No, you hunt when they're in the rut, and
there's some odd news.
They're gonna hump you like
right. No, tomorrow.
Like, yeah, exactly. That tree, right.
Right.
Yeah, like the like
Jacob said, why bring up old shit?
Well, you know,
we gotta throw it in there.
Caveman Uga Booga
horns are made
kill mammoth tooting. Feed tribe all survive. Exactly. That quote deserves to be put up on the show. Exactly right, conservative Texan. That's all bad. For anyone that loves to degrade anti-hunters, head to Netflix and watch Stars in the Sky.
I'm down. We'll have to add to that.
We'll check it out.
Yeah.
That's why you hunt from a tree. Exactly.
That's why you bow hunt from a tree, right.
That's right.
I bet they're also anti-gun.
Well, they were.
You know.
They were conservative.
Usually
the
correlation.
Yeah, they actually were. So good prediction.
Anti-gun, anti-pee, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. So after it was all over, they were actually, they said they were contemplating new thoughts.
I don't know if I would want any of them out in the woods with a gun.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Oh, man.
Speaking of guns, this is a perfect segue into story number four. YouTuber shares video of rifle exploding, almost killing him. In a freak accident. Did you happen to see this video?
No, and I would not watch it. That would be horrifying.
No. It's I've got the video because we are consummate good. Professionals.
Right. So I'm going to watch it anyways.
Yeah, you're going to watch it anyways. It's just the way it is.
So you'll be fine.
But we'll get to the video in just a minute. But a popular YouTuber has shared the terrifying moment the gun exploded in his face as he filmed a new video and left him partially blinded. Quote, "I shouldn't be standing here," former Kentucky cop Scott DeShields Jr. said as he showed off his scars and bandaged face and a hand on his channel.
Time out before we play this.
Go ahead.
This is a former cop.
Yeah, former cop.
And he went live on YouTube.
He did.
And his gun exploded.
His gun exploded. It's a big, long rifle. Yeah.
What was he doing wrong?
Well, I don't know. It was a homemade gun.
Oh, that's why.
It's like a homemade deal.
So he messed something up real bad.
Yeah. He says, "I should have been 6 feet under," he said, sharing footage of the explosion earlier last month when he almost bit the dust with a hole in his jugular vein and a punctured lung. Yeah. How about that?
Well, if any of you have PTSD or anything that you know that you're aware of, you might want to look away.
Or if you got a queasy stomach. His footage, seen more than 13 million times by Tuesday, shows the high-powered Serbu RN50. I'm not familiar with a Serbu RN50 rifle. He was firing, suddenly exploded, knocking him back with his cap flying 8 feet behind him.
Oh, my Lord.
He says, "When I pulled the trigger, the gun exploded almost immediately." He said of the video in which he used SLAP, slap rounds, expensive military ammunition that is no longer made. Okay. Might have been a bad move there.
Yeah, might not have been the perfect fit. Well, it's like, have you ever seen that video? It's a bunch of military guys and they're all lined up doing drills, right? And they're firing off rounds like, you know, they do tributes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And dude, they're one lean over and they fire it off forward and it shoots the back of the guy's hat off in front of him. Oh, and it doesn't hit him, thank God, but wow. I couldn't imagine. I'm not ready for this.
A steel cap from the gun rocketed into his face, breaking his nose and three bones around his eye and temporarily blinded him on the right side. His dad, also Scott, was behind the camera and instantly stuck his thumb in his son's throat as blood gushed out of his neck where some metal pierced his vein.
Oh, okay. What kind of warning do we got to have to play this clip?
Here we go. So you got a queasy stomach or whatever. Well, it's not, you don't really see any blood. It's just watch the, it's just a quick video. Check them out. Ouch. Yeah, that would have scared the hell out of me. I don't know about you. Well, it happened. Just in case you missed it. I mean, that is just terrifying. He is lucky to be alive, without a doubt. Yeah, let's get into the comments. We got a ton of comments here. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, we're way down. Yep. All right, so there we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Anti-gun, you're right. Miss Lady says, hunting sounds complicated.
Yeah, they're going to make it complicated.
It's not easy. Let me tell you, some people, hunt, they never get a deer. Some people get deer every year. You know, it all depends on your skills and where you hunt.
Oh, it looks like some of these people have seen this clip.
Kentucky Ballistics, saw that on my feed, Miss Lady says. Yep, Scott from Kentucky Ballistics. Love Scott. Oh, no.
It was really a 50. He was shooting hot slap rounds. Yeah, the rifle wasn't the part.
It was the rounds. Yeah, that's the military rounds that are no longer made.
Oh,
so man. God only knows how old they were. You know, who knows? Maybe they're not made for a reason. Holy cow. Well, he's from Kentucky. So that kind of explains it. Mickey can get away with that because she's from Kentucky.
Right.
Conservative Texan says, I'm going to call in. There he is.
We'll be here.
I'm calling him back. I must have missed his call.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Not much. I was just going to call in about the Scott video. I didn't know if y'all got to the comments or not already, but yeah, he'd shot previously four slap rounds, and each one he shot, it was shearing the threads off of the cap because that's a single shot rifle that he was shooting. And on that fifth one, it sheared the threads off. The cap bit him in the neck, tore his jugular, ripped down his chest. It was insane.
Holy cow. Now, was the round too powerful for that gun?
Yes. Yes. That round's not supposed to be shot through a 50 caliber. It's supposed to be shot through the Browning 50 cal machine gun bolted to the top of Humvee.
Yeah, of course. And he's firing off a sniper. Dear Lord, he's firing off a single shot rifle. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the entire issue.
And so, okay.
I can't believe he lived.
Yeah. I wonder why he thought that was even a smart thing to do.
Because he fired them out before.
And it worked. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I got
he shot them through punching bags and fire hydrants and shit like that.
Oh my God.
Did you say he shot that thing through a fire hydrant?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Holy cow. So he didn't realize it was actually destroying the gun because that you can't tell.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
That was the issue. And since the manufacturer of that round's no longer around, he can't sue them. He can't sue RN50 for it.
Well, I mean, really.
Yeah, who's he suing at that point? That's him.
Yeah. I mean, he was using a round that was not, it shouldn't have been in that gun.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
He's getting a hold of some rounds that people, I'm a huge pro-gun person, but he's getting a hold of some rounds people don't need to be shooting.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's still a level that you don't need to get to, and that's, oh my Lord.
No, and that's the difference between a true military-grade round versus, what the left likes to run around and call military-style weapons or military-grade weapons. Yeah. There are true military-grade weapons.
Yeah, that's, wow. I can't believe you lived. That thing went through his jugular.
And well, if his dad wasn't there, if he would have been.
If he's putting his finger in his neck, that's not a joke, man.
No, if
that's
he would have been there by himself, he wouldn't have, lived.
Done.
He would have died, yeah.
Right. Wow. That reminds me of that hockey player, that goalie.
Oh, yeah, that had his neck cut by the skate.
Yeah, the skate come in and cut his jugular, and he pinched it off himself, and he skated over to the.
Damn, I've never heard about that one.
Yeah, yeah. Guy came sliding into the crease, and the way he was laying, he had his face up, so his neck was exposed. And that's part of the reason they have the helmets that are longer now underneath.
Right.
As he had his neck exposed, and the guy slid and came up, basically fell, and it sheared him right across.
Holy cow. Yeah. Yeah. So do you follow that guy on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, I do. Demolition Ranch, Brandon Herrera.
Has that guy recovered? Like, is he fully back to...
He's not fully recovered yet. He got his sight in. His eye's supposed to heal. He just did an update video about it like 2 days ago.
Wow. Yeah, I was watching that. I saw that video come up. I'm like, yeah, this is crazy. This is Pops and Low radio show worthy.
That's... Wow.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he survived. I'm hoping he's doing well. And hopefully he'll learn from that,
Yeah, thank you for calling in and telling us. We appreciate it.
Did we lose you?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, appreciate that.
I love it. Love y'all's work. Y'all do good videos.
Oh, well, and we appreciate your loyalty.
Really amazing and fun to watch.
Appreciate that.
That means a lot, conservative Texan. I mean, a lot.
Well, yeah, we just want everybody to be able to laugh a little bit,
That's right. Yeah. Not that that's funny.
No,
because it's
not funny, but... did it to his damn self.
Yeah, it's just odd. And that's what we talk about, just odd stuff that goes on out there.
Woo.
Well, my brother, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you for having me. Y'all have a good night. I'll see y'all in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. Take God care. Bless and have a good weekend. All right, conservative Texan, thanks for calling in.
Let's catch up on the comments real quick, and then we'll keep rolling.
That's right. Katie says, low. Why are you surprised? Pops always pulls through with the photos and videos. That's exactly right.
I shouldn't even. Yeah.
Jacob Thompson says, hey guys, did you hear the rumor about butter?
It's probably some joke. All right.
I'd love to hear it.
I'm not going to fall prey to this. I'm worried about the
rumor
response.
About butter.
Kyle said here, scroll down a little bit.
Let's see.
Yeah. Kyle said, this is why I have a job. Oh man. Yeah. Cause that's wow.
Yeah, exactly. He's a medic.
Mark.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, no kidding. He shot 4 slap rounds. We read that. Yep.
Survival tip. If you're a hunter or like to shoot guns, always carry a few cloth pins with you. They can be used to pinch an arterial bleed.
Oh, man. Nice call, Mickey. Hey, see, this is an educational program.
I guess it is.
Not just odd, but educational.
Jacob, I knew it. Son of a bitch.
Well, I'm going to spread it. The rumor. Right. The rumor about butter. He's
spread it. You know what? Damn it, Jacob. Get out of here.
Hey, conservative Texan, anytime. Yeah. Anytime.
And that goes for everybody. That's call in with any comments or educational information.
And if I would pay attention to my phone, I would not miss calls.
But yeah, and Jacob, just don't call with those stupid jokes. I'm just kidding.
To maximize the effectiveness of the M2 machine gun in engagement and defeat of lightly armored targets, the M903 Slap has demonstrated capability to provide greatly increased penetration.
This is armored targets, and realize it just sent that clip through dude's neck. No wonder. Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Now, if Cuomo and if Governor Cuomo's listening, the greater increased penetration, we're talking guns, sir. Okay, so don't get excited.
Oh, geez.
Don't get excited.
Or if the guy who stirs tea with his pecker is listening, that's right. That's the only type of penetration we're talking about is bullet penetration, sir. Oh, my God. Not of your PSCOA or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. So, yeah, that was a crazy story.
Moving away from the blood and gore.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything else.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's see.
That was a whole lot of thought there, Pop. Wow. We're going to do this.
We're only 43 minutes into the show, and I'm already out of odd news.
Dear Lord, I can't believe that. That is crazy.
That's right.
Man.
Oh, you know what we can do? We can actually play a video from our newest sponsor.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, our newest sponsor and, it's a fine, fine automobile.
Car that is built for people. As salespeople, you realize that customers want an economical new car without sacrificing performance, reliability, or comfort. Now, in addition to offering your customers the greatest value in America, you can offer them exciting new styling and design with the Yugo GVL and GVX models, all a part of the GV series. The Yugo GVL.
Well, there you go. Yugo has officially sponsored the Pops and Low Radio show, the finest vehicle on the road. Do they even make the Yugo? I don't think. I think it's done. I think when Yugoslavia.
It's a damn shame because that's a fun automobile.
That's one fun. Oh, Jacob's got another joke. We're ready for you. Keep the blood and gore, Kyle says.
Ask and you shall receive. Oh, man.
That's exactly right. So listen, so my nephew is a he's an up and coming hip hop artist. His name is I Am Head Socket. That's not his real name. That's not his birth name.
Right.
If you will.
Not on the certificate.
No, not on the birth certificate. Oh, you know what? Before we get there, I still have headlines from last week. I don't think we ever got to.
Yeah, because we weren't here last week. Or you were.
I'm sorry, the week before. So we've got some headlines here.
Things we never got. I'm not even going to ask.
Jacob says, do you guys think
trees
poop? I don't know, Jacob.
Toilet paper?
Do trees poop?
Maybe something like that. That's my guess. Toilet paper.
I'm trying to think.
Because trees
right?
Poop.
I don't know. Let's wait for the answer here, and we're going to get ready for some odd headlines.
Because, man.
Of course they do. Where do number two pencils come from? Wow. Oh, my.
These are from the furthest depths.
Yeah, that
sometimes was, maybe good.
There we
sometimes
go.
Sometimes maybe shit.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so a couple headlines here. Check this one out. Angry woman cuts off man's penis for not making eye contact during sex. Notice the picture. All right. Yeah, what do you think of that? Anyways.
She probably split him right down the middle. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that. Like,
for not making eye contact.
Yeah, look me in my eye, damn it.
Man arrested after selling farts in jars without a vending license. He says, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
What kind of vending license they require? Oh, yeah, sir. You're going to need your C3OA, which is the, any human waste inside of a jar.
That's exactly
dear God.
Let's see. Man competent enough to be declared insane.
Competent enough. hold on. I got to read this. Diagnosed schizophrenia, accused of schizophrenic. Yep. Yeah. Accused of attacking Great Smoky Mountains National Park rangers. is medicated enough to be mentally competent enough to be declared, and it cuts off cooking a potato. I want to read this article. Dear God.
All right. The next one. Here we go. Starvation can lead to health hazards.
No.
Yeah.
Dear Dr. Don Donahue. Geez. Oh, man. My weight is totally over the top. I am 5'7", close to 300 pounds. Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't think someone who's 300 pounds is going to starve immediately.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It may feel like it.
How about this one right here? This is a true headline. Man arrested after cops spot suspiciously small package in his undies.
Oh, that reminds me. There was a video, right? Obviously, there's all those episodes of Cops out there. There was a video like probably 2 years ago. And this guy, he has this dude in handcuffs. And dude's shorts are sagging, right? And the cop reaches around and is feeling him and gropes him. Doesn't know. Has no idea.
Oh.
And the guy's like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was paraphernalia. Lord. That's a bad. Oh, that's just a bad scenario.
So I did a little deeper digging into this story.
You were digging for a suspiciously small package.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to see if they had a picture of the
small package
of the perp.
Okay.
And I did find it. He was actually picked up in not too far from us, Winslow, Arizona.
Oh, standing on a corner. Right.
There he is.
There he is. That's a suspiciously small package. Oh, wow. That's an inside joke for you.
Yeah, that's an inside joke. For those of you who don't know, that's my brother.
And he usually is in the comments. So feel
that's
free
exactly
to roast.
Right. Yeah,
his name's Dave Smith. Dave Smith.
Awfully quiet there, but he's standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Sporting his suspiciously small package.
Right? That's right. Well, let's catch up with the comments real quick here. Let's see. I don't know if they poop much.
They bust a bunch of nuts.
Oh, man.
All right.
Conservative Texan. He's on one tonight.
Mickey said she turned his hot dog into a bun.
I'm here all week. Jacob says.
Oh, that's bad. What about split that? It right down the middle.
Why do leprechauns laugh when they run through the grass? Because the grass tickles their balls.
Ha! That's a good one. I've never heard that. All right, look, if you guys have jokes, put them in the comments. Why not? Let's just rock with it. He probably had plenty of body fat. Yep, I'm saying, yeah, you're not starving at 300 pounds.
No, exactly right. So back to my nephew. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, we knew what you're talking about.
All right, so back to my nephew, okay? He
this
goes
is
by,
not odd news.
He goes by I Am Head Socket. He released his latest single. I'm just going to play a little portion of it. So I will, let's roll it.
What and then say? You're going to go buy it after that. Okay.
Yeah.
It's only $1. You got it.
Yeah. You can actually find it on, iTunes. That's right. So let's give it a shot here.
Don't tell me to calm down. I'm about to lose my mind. It's bottled up inside. They try to tell me to calm down. Let's try to have a good time. Really don't want to fight. I try to tell the girl to calm down, calm down, calm down. But I know that ain't gonna happen till she figure it out. But she kept bringing him up and that just kept bringing me down. Like I don't want to hear about all the other ones you found. She tried telling me to calm down, calm down, calm down. She said it ain't that serious. I swear he ain't been around. But what am I supposed to think when she been sneaking around? So right now I can't believe a single thing she talk about. Little shorty a timeshare, got a sign there. Told me she born in 01. See her in the night air. She a nightmare. She don't like to have no fun. So since I had to catch a flight, I told her she ain't worth the backlash. Carrying our luggage, Louis Vuitton, Burberry backpacks. See, I got places to be, I can't wait on all their setbacks. Just wait till I turn 21, bro, I'll be screaming blackjack. Tell me to calm down. I'm about to lose my mind. Gets bottled up inside. They try to tell me to calm down. Let's try to have a good time, really don't want to fight. I try to tell the girl to calm down, calm down, calm down.
All right, that's Head Socket, or I Am Head Socket, his latest single, Calm Down. You can find him on iTunes or just about anywhere you want to buy your music from. So,
Shout out Jacob. He said he already bought it.
That's right. Exactly.
That's good support, Jake.
Thanks, Jacob. We appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
So, how about that? So, all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the world.
Wow, man. People getting sat on, people getting appendages cut off.
Yeah.
People dipping their tea with genitalia.
This lady killing her husband with her big fat butt.
I'm telling you, sitting on him. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and you joke about that, right?
Show me the booty. Give me the
booty. Oh, now it's a mix.
Back up the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty.
Yeah, how about that? So,
wow.
Unbelievable.
That, I couldn't imagine. That's horrifying. Like, that's just, is that worse than drowning? That's worse than drowning. Because you know. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. That okay. So in the chat, this is we're gonna offer this up. One,
this sound terrible. Would you prefer to drown or be asphyxiated?
Yeah, smash the one if you would rather drown. To smash the two if you would rather die from a woman with a big fat butt sitting on your face.
It's not sitting on the face how you would want. It's on the back side of your head.
However.
Smashing you into the mattress. It's not anything fun. It's all bad.
Oh, Jacob says, can I be on the show? Of course you can, Jacob.
He said, I'll be sober. Do you like that? Which probably means he's not.
Now, Jacob, do you have a computer in front of you? Like a computer? Do you want to be visually on the show or do you just want to call in the show? Angry Conservative says drown.
Drown.
One for drown.
Because technically you're drowning in both. Asphyxiation, right? Just one, right. You're drowning in the booty or whatever. And yeah, the other one, you're just, one.
Yeah.
Number one. You know why?
Oh, okay, so Jacob, he has a computer in front of him. All right, so let's do this. We're going to invite Jacob to be on the show.
Like you said, how much money you want to bet that Sir Mix-a-Lot's going to make a lot of money off that? I like big butts and I cannot lie.
That's right. Jacob, I posted the link in the chat. If you click the link, it's going to bring you on the show.
Oh, God.
Wow. And anybody in the chat room.
Not anybody. Well, there's a couple of you I don't want to see on here.
Don kidding. Says y'all crazy. Well, that's Don.
Oh, Jacob wants to be on the show.
Oh, you mean he wants to come into the
studio? Yes, Jacob, you do have of an open course. Invitation for that. Yes,
always.
Yeah.
Oh no, not Jacob.
Oh yeah, we'll be on here for hours.
Yeah, anybody you join the show, you're welcome to. Jacob,
we're supposed to do a show with Kyle and Katie to talk about all the crazy mishaps that Katie's had as a flight attendant.
Oh, I'd love to
see. Yeah, we're supposed to do that.
Yeah, whenever they come into Phoenix.
Don said y'all crazy. Look, Donald, you should be hydrating right now. Okay. You have a game early in the morning. I need you to focus on. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, you know, I'll have to bring up me and Justin are just logging on. Okay. Okay. All right. Let me see. I might be able to
I'm going
to
give you guys a time limit. All right. We're rocking out in about 10 minutes. So,
Don says, I'm ready to talk all about football.
Oh, man. He's putting me on the spot here. Look, buddy. You have one football to focus on right now. Okay.
I know it's one, but late, but one. No, we're still taking votes.
No, yeah. Taking votes. If you'd rather drown or be asphyxiated by somebody sitting on your head.
Oh, Katie says we would absolutely do that, but I wouldn't even know where to start. You know what? Doesn't matter, Katie.
Steelers suck. Jacob, that's how I know you're not sober. Just get out of here.
Steelers suck.
Yeah, you're not sober.
Katie, any and all flight attendant stories.
Yeah, that would be great. We should do like all fields of customer service. We should do like horror stories from, it just turned into a Karen show, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it would be. But you know, flight attendants, they deal with some real idiots.
I couldn't imagine, especially like you're on a plane. There's no getting away from them.
Exactly.
You see them for the next however many hours.
Miss lady, you know me all too well.
Man.
So I don't know. I sent the link out there. I don't know if Jacob is able to get on link, but anyway,
he's struggling with his computer right now.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right. Well, Jacob, we're going to have to bring you in studio, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what it'll come down to.
I have extra mics. I've got it all. So,
Karen's on a plane. Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. There's a spinoff for you.
That's right. That's what's his, Samuel Jackson.
Yep.
That's
tired of these mother trucking snakes on this mother trucking plane. Right.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I'm all for one. You could be revived from that. For two, I wouldn't even want to be revived. That's the best answer.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. You have seen people that have drowned and they've come back from that, right?
Oh my gosh.
Coming back from two. And just like, especially like that was his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, would that cause like a fear, like a phobia of,
if he lived through it,
like if he lived through it,
done.
No, like, but like if you saw like someone with a real like big butt on the street,
don't sit down. Oh God, You're not sharing park benches with nobody. You're not nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying, you know? Oh, I mean, Lord. Is there a fear of people with big butts? I'm just wondering.
Look, conservatives said, just think of two didn't wash her ass. What if she had bad hygiene? Oh, it's all, I'm telling you, there's not a good situation whatsoever.
Not at all.
Oh, my Lord.
Not at all. Well,
jeez.
I think the guy that got the that threw the bucket of urine on his girlfriend, I think she had it best.
Just first off, look, you're 27. If you're dating a 61-year-old, reevaluate your life. Okay.
Unless he's very wealthy. He could be. Like,
you know, that's the only situation. Like he's
Anna
in
Nicole
Beach.
Smith deal.
Yeah, he's in Myrtle Beach. You know that people that live there have money.
That's right.
Right? And she was willing to stay around.
You know what's for funny?
Him to get through
Anna, everyone knows Anna Nicole Smith. And oh, there we go. We got somebody coming on. We'll bring you on in just a second there, Jacob. But everybody knows Anna Nicole Smith. Everybody knows her freaky lawyer. It was Howard Stern.
Right.
Right? What Howard was her Stern. Husband's name? Nobody knows.
Beats me.
You know why nobody knows? Because he didn't have 42 triple X's.
Yes, yep.
You exactly. See what I'm saying? All right, let's bring these guys on. All right.
Nobody knows. Beats me. You know why nobody knows?
No, Jacob and Justin.
He didn't have 42 triple X's.
Oh, man, you guys got the show playing in the background. Too.
Yeah, you got to kill the show.
Yeah. On. All right. Nobody
knows. You know why? We're going to go ahead and mute them until they kill the show. You got to kill the show in the background,
and then
guys.
You have to unmute yourself.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, you got to kill the show.
You got to turn that off.
Got to turn the show off. Well, they muted themselves.
Donald said, I'm still waiting to hear from his ex-wife. Quality, Donald. Oh, that's solid.
That is the comment of the night.
Yeah, that's the odd news we need around here, Donald. That
was perfect. All right, let's unmute him.
Oh, Jacob's calling us now.
All right. All right. Are you good? Are you better now?
Yeah.
All right, good. You can hang up. Yeah.
Yep. Hang up the phone.
There you go.
Public health. Who knows? The fuck they want.
Well, maybe you're ordering a pizza. I don't know what you're doing. Hey, so what are you guys up to?
Drinking.
I thought you guys were sober.
I told you, if he's telling you he's sober.
It's only my second one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there you go. You know. That's right.
And the night's still young. Hour. Right.
That is right. Anything interesting happened to either one of you folks this
let's caveat that. No, not anything interesting, anything odd. This is the odd news show.
Don says, God. I need a sugar mama. I'm good at rubbing feet. There you go.
Jacob or Justin, do you know a sugar mama for Donald? Donald needs a sugar mama.
Yeah.
I know a couple hookers.
Do you really?
Public service, Jacob? Announcement. That's how I know it's the second beer of the past 30 minutes and not of the day.
Do I want to know
no.
why you know a couple hookers? And why isn't it just one? Why is it multiple?
You got to have options.
Do you?
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You got Miss Lady laughing.
I'm guessing.
I don't know if she's laughing at you guys or Donald. Donald's kind of hitting the...
Yeah, he's hitting home runs right now. But yeah. I think in Jacob's case, it's not as much options as far as appearance. It's options in terms of affordability.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good, gotcha. Right?
Right. Sometimes, you know, you need the dollar menu, right?
That's right. You need the Whopper Jr. Sometimes you're going Whopper Jr. Sometimes you're going...
Hey, that four-piece McNugget, double. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Nuggets, go with the ramen. They just Lord. 50 cents. You can eat all day.
Katie says, didn't even know information about one-hour hotels. Oh, yeah, that's right. The one-hour hotels.
I forgot about that.
That's right. That was in a previous show. We talked about that.
Hey, well, Bob, where can I buy one of them shirts at?
The Say What You Will radio shirt?
Yeah. I've been asking that question for weeks.
I'm the only one. This is a one-of-a-kind shirt here. One of a kind.
Look, man, if you guys want to see merch and stuff like that, you either got to find sponsors or become one yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then
right.
We'll get merch out there.
No, we're going to get merchandise. We got some people working on a couple different logos and things like that. So we're going to have the merchandise up on the saywhatyouwillradio.com website pretty soon. This is a pretty badass shirt, though. This is actually the shirt that I wear when I go man on the street, when I do a little bit of, on my other podcast.
Right. You go out and interview.
I go out and I do some independent journalism. Yeah. So I wear this and just, you know, I claim that I'm an independent journalist.
I'm surprised it's not black and yellow.
Well, that's all right. Angry Conservative says we need to revolt and get the shirt.
Hey, you know what? Rise up.
That's right. Rise up. Yeah. So where are you guys at?
In my backyard.
Ah, right on. That's right.
Where are you guys at?
In the Say What You Will radio studio.
If you don't know. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jacob. Boy, I'll tell you what. You guys are entertaining. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, shoot.
It's, this hey, is we're knocking my socks off. I'm trying to come up with some. I'm trying to figure out if I have any odd news. I'm just trying.
Oh, 30-man Royal Rumble winner gets the shirt.
I'm in.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'm conservative. Down. He's hitting. He's firing on all cylinders. Yeah, him and Don both.
Hey, you guys brought up the fact that I killed it eating pie. At 15. So,
yeah. What if you remember were to that?
Bring up like Mexico, no. New Mexico stories. Or... Yeah, no,
we're not doing none of that. Nothing that's going to get us in trouble. We did enough embarrassing things on the last episode. If any of you were fortunate enough to catch that.
Yeah, you know, we never did end the Good Talk Radio show.
Oh, geez.
Well, I got some editing to do. So, hey, listen, if you're listening to GoodTalkRadio.com, thanks for listening. This is the end of the show. If you'd like to hear the rest of the show, check out SayWhatYouWillRadio.com, or you can go to our YouTube channel, the Pops and Low Radio Show. Thanks for listening. All right, and we're back. There we go. I can put that into the little fancy editing. You know, we'll put that back into the show.
That was real fancy. I liked it.
Yeah. Did you like that, Justin?
Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
If you guys want $1 million today, all right, other than the boring stuff like bills, what's the first thing you're buying?
A truck.
All right.
Explain.
I need to pull more. I got to pull more toys. We I got to pull Dissels. More things. We need some Dissels around here. Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Man, yeah. This is like watching paint dry. They're not into this.
Man.
You can't just drop a question on me and expect me to just have an answer right away.
You tuned into the show. You know the temperature of the show. You got to come ready.
That's right.
When you call in, you got to have content prepared.
Yeah. I would try to buy the Pittsburgh Steelers and then sell them for like – nothing, because they're worth nothing. That's what
I would just buy them from you and make them valuable again.
I mean the real question, Logan, is
an island. See, Mickey, now we're talking.
People are talking about buying their own countries, and you guys are saying diesel trucks.
Don saying houses. Conservative Texans talking about buying his own country.
What else do we got?
Man, Mickey says buy Apache Junction for shit.
That's right, an island. I guess in Apache Junction you could buy a county island. Conservative Texan says, be like Chaz, but actually work. Yeah, see, that's right.
Hey, I'll give you the responsible answer, and I would divide it between me, my father, and my sister.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is the odd news show. We don't want the responsible answer here. Oh. We want the odd one.
You're leaving Pops and Low out?
Yeah. He's going to go back to his hookers then. Yeah,
there you
hookers
go.
And blow.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Jake would be broke in about a week with a really nasty case of crabs.
Talk about odd news.
Is that odd or not?
I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, if it's any different.
If it's a regular thing that's happening, you know.
Yeah, from the information you provided earlier.
I'd probably like go put it all in red. I mean, you guys asked us the question of what, you know, what's been on and odd in our lives.
That's correct.
Odd in yours. Yeah. Let's my whole life. Roles here. We're going to interview you.
Whole life is odd.
We have documented episodes from a year ago of odd news in our lives.
That's exactly right.
If you need to go back and check, feel free.
Oh, they make cream for that, Mickey says. Yeah. Oh. And Mickey, I believe it comes with like a little comb. I don't know that for sure. I'm just saying.
How do you know about a comb?
I just heard. Okay.
You heard?
I've heard people casually
talk about crabs.
I've heard college roommates, you know, share too much stuff.
My college roommates never talked about
stories,
STDs.
You got some stories.
Let's change the topic. Conservative Texas says the currency of my country would be beer.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
That's a currency I could get behind. It has a lot of value, right? Good beer, bad beer, right? Put it on a scale.
Mickey says, yes, it does. It comes with a comb.
Oh, wow. And we're right back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Geez, this is just...
So did you guys work in the lighting so that no one could see you? Was that a purposely done thing?
No, I mean,
yeah, you guys are glowing orange right now. Yeah.
You got the sunset.
Oh, it's beautiful. See, that's an Arizona sunset right there.
If you guys want to just leave it on that, I think that's going to be more entertaining than the conversation. Oh,
is it better looking, Logan?
Yes.
Justin, behind you, it looks like you still have your Christmas lights up.
No, they're just regular.
No, those are icicle lights. Christmas lights, okay?
Yeah, I mean, it keeps us, jolly, and everything.
That's the Apache Junction decor.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's
it's always that we need. It's always Christmas in Apache Junction.
Yeah.
You can buy meth every day of the week, so that's why is any day different?
The gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
Hey, there's Jacob. Look at him.
Looking real sober.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, man.
No. There you go. You got to face the sun, buddy. There you go.
Riveting, breaking odd news here, gentlemen.
Wow.
We're odd.
Well,
I mean, it's touche. Okay.
Hey, so did Country Thunder happen this year?
Oh, we are
not yet, but it's going to.
October. It's going to happen?
October.
All right. Who are the headliners?
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was Morgan Wallen, but he's not there no more.
He had that mishap. Yep.
They've changed it.
Who is it now?
They've changed it. Took people back out.
Kane Brown was there, but I don't think he can go no more.
I see a dog in the background there. That was the most exciting clip of the night. The
most exciting thing to happen since you guys have come on is the dog in the background.
There he is.
There's Lola.
Oh, Lolo.
No, Lola.
Lola. Gunner.
Yes.
Oh, there's three dogs running around back there.
Yeah. We like to party.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
We can tell. Well, I think that'll do it.
Yeah.
This has been riveting, to say the least.
It's been pretty exciting.
It has been pretty exciting.
I feel like people should pay for pay-per-view for this.
Where's Pezzy? No Pezzy?
No Pezzy.
No Pezzy.
I thought you guys lived in an apartment, didn't he?
He lives downstairs.
Oh,
he lives upstairs.
Oh, jeez.
No, we're not walking all the way.
It's yonder.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
behind the massive tree.
Right there.
Right. Yep.
Oh, okay. So you guys are in a house. He's in the apartment. Yeah,
Justin Clanis' house.
I see. Okay.
We got the game on, too.
We still have 11 people watching.
What game is on there, Jacob?
It's not Pittsburgh related, so you wouldn't care.
It's the Cubs, of course.
Oh, the Cubs.
Yeah, then we definitely don't care.
Don't care about that.
Harry Carey. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Harry Carey.
We're winning against St. Louis, which
nobody cares.
Yep. It's getting worse.
I mean, how's the Pirates doing, Logan? Yeah, sounds like them.
Mm. Yeah, that's the Pirates. Hey, the Penguins, huh?
They're doing terrible.
Huh? No, they're number one. Jacob, they won the division. Hockey. They won the best division in sports and in hockey, and they're up 2-1 now. So.
Donald said elbow cough.
Yeah. All right. Well,
if you want to talk about odd, Logan, the Bears getting Justin Fields.
Hey, I was pissed off about that draft pick. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, you know what? Next time we have an undrafted GM show, you guys should tune into that because right now undrafted GM's rocking like 3 viewers. So be sure to tune into that. We'll talk football.
All right, gentlemen. Awesome. Well, it's been real.
Take it easy.
All right. You guys have a great night. All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Stay out of trouble.
You too. All right. Oh, my apologies go out to everybody. Oh, Pezzy's here. He says, I got stuff to do, work, but he'd be over too. I gotcha. All right. Don says, I'll be there.
My guy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So
Donald, you're always there. I appreciate that.
That's right. Well, I guess all good things come to an end. I want to thank everybody who's been in the show for sticking around. Don, thanks for being here. Joe Pezzy, thanks for being here, my friend. Mickey Kentucky, always a pleasure to have Mickey in the room. Angry Conservative. Which one that called in? Was it Conservative Texan, right? Correct. Yeah, Conservative Texan. Thanks for calling in and being part of the show. Who else was here? Let's see.
Stephanie Winley, Katie Nussbaum.
Yeah.
Donald.
That's right. Katie was here. Miss Lady was here. Stephanie Lindley was here from Cashville. We also had Morty Vicker was in the room.
Yes, we did.
Morty Vicker was in the room. And so I heard bad news about your buddy. I guess he ended his show, but it's good news for him because he's moving on. So, he doesn't like me anymore, but
yeah, hey, you know what? My life continues.
And so did his. It goes.
And so did his. So anyway, thanks for watching, guys. This has been the Pops and Low Radio Show. We're live every Friday night right here on the Pops and Low Radio Show YouTube channel, as well as our Facebook page, Say What You Will Radio. We can also be found on Good Talk Radio, and I believe that is broadcast on Mondays on Good Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Oh,
dear Lord.
Oh, bye, guys. Good show.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'm not sure who sent that.
Random stranger. Thank you.
No, but that's cool. Did I miss a phone call?
Probably.
No, I didn't miss a call. No, that's all right. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a great night and a great weekend, Katie says. And yeah, that's about it. So,
as to you all.
Guys, take care. Thanks for being here and putting up with this crazy stuff. But we'll be back Friday, next Friday. Are we doing 6 or 7 now?
No, no, we'll figure it
out. Or maybe right in the middle, 6:30.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, it's somewhere between 6 and 7 o'clock Pacific time. Gabenator says pee-pee.
All right. Solid way to end it.
Yeah. Gabenator.
And on that note, we're at.
Well, do we want to know what Gabenator means?
Nope. I feel like that's going to uncan, yeah, worms we may not want to hear about.
Oh, that was Kyle's dad said that.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was Kyle's dad. So there you go. How about that?
All right.
Yeah, that's cool. So he's calling in from Texas, I think. Or texting us from Texas, right?
I do not know.
That's right. All right. Anyway, we're going to end the show. So you guys take care. God bless. Be nice to one another. And we will see you next Friday.